I'm going horse, so forgive me.
Where have you come from?
Ireland. Waterford, Ireland.
But you got an American accent, so you can't be
No, I thought you meant where did I come from yesterday. Yeah, but no, I'm actually from the States. My original home is New Jersey. I moved to New York for a little while, and I got bored with it, so I moved back to Jersey.
What got you to come to the Southport Weekend, and how many have you actually been playing?
It's been years now. I really lost count. But I'm glad to keep coming back, and I don't know how I got so blessed to keep doing them the way I, you know, back to back like this.
How important do you think the R&B scene is and soul scene with events like Southport Weekender?
It's all about soul here. It's all about vocals. It's all about feeling. It's all about the people here who want to hear that sound, and it's more of a. God, it's inspirational. I take what I learned here and go back to the studio with it, you know, and it just gets me going. And watching all the live acts and, you know, running into all my friends here, you know, because all of us don't see each other because we're all traveling. But this is like one of the places where we can all hang out and be silly and trade stuff and trade tracks and talk stories and be silly.
Now, if anybody wants to get hold of your work, can you actually listen to it on any website or can they buy it?
Oh, yeah, just. I mean, most of the time, like, most of my CDs, I put on my email address because I like to, you know, talk to everybody. I want to know who's listening to my stuff. So that's simple. That's just like mr623@aol.com. And so everybody can email me. I'm like, not email everyone back. I have a website too, but it's simplycoolmusic.com. And I just did. It took me forever. And everyone kept telling me, Carrie, you need to get a MySpace page. Get a MySpace. I'm like, no. I finally did it like 2 weeks ago. So now I just have a MySpace page too. And it's that simple. It's Carrie Chaos Chandler. And, you know, if you're trying to find me or add me, there it is.
Well, lovely speaking to you and glad to see you at yet another Weekender and hope to see you at many more.
Oh, me too, man. I can't wait. They have to literally throw me the hell out of here. You know, that's the only way I leave here. And then, you know, I'm going to do the same thing tonight. I got to go play in the other room. I'll start at like 11 and I finish at 3. And I'll probably be going like, give me 4 and 5. No one's, you know, I'm terrible here.
Actually, I'll throw in one last question.
Sure.
How does it compare with America?
I wish we had something like this in America. You know, everything over there is R&B and pop and, you know, everybody's spoon-fed their music, you know. And it's just everyone wants to be this popular thing. The thing about house music, and I think a lot of people, if they listen to it, I think maybe that's the point, they're actually scared to listen to it because you'll search inside yourself. You when you listen to house music, you think. And people want mindless music that's in the background to go along with, you know, whatever they're thinking. It's simple. When you hear house music, you have to think about it. You have to feel what the hell you are inside. And that's a big problem for a lot of people to look inside.
Well, good luck, have fun, and thank you for talking to us.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. Thank you.